And good afternoon, dear GRN family across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live and local program. This is In His Vineyard. I'm Sean Rice, Vice President of Mission Development for the Guadalupe Radio Network, and I will be hosting today's program. Now, great to be with all of you this afternoon. You can hear this program Mondays at noon right here on your local GRN station. You can also tune in online at grnonline.com or on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app that you can find in your app store. You can also catch the re-airing of today's program and past programs by going to our website and searching in the Listen tab for In His Vineyard. Also, just a quick invitation, if you're not already part of our local Facebook group, join our South and Central Texas Facebook group and stay current with what's going on locally. Visit, in Facebook, GRN colon sign, the colon symbol there, GRN colon symbol, South and Central TX. Thank you to everyone tuning in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and right here in good old San Antonio. I'm so glad to have you join me in this hour, getting caught up on all things Catholic in South and Central Texas on this program. We do try to bring you a variety of informative discussions highlighting different people, ministries, and events going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and parts of the Diocese of Austin. And on today's program, we're going to have the chance to welcome and speak to Deborah Alanis, Executive Director of Acts Missions, and also Mrs. Diane Martinez, Mission Advancement and Events Manager for Acts Missions. And we're going to be discussing the upcoming Acts National Conference. And in the second segment, we will welcome Mrs. Jerry McCormick, Deborah, and Randall Jones, who will be representing the Assumption Seminary Associates, as well as Deacon Moses Cantu, currently in formation, and God willing, he will be ordained as a priest for the Archdiocese of San Antonio next year. And we will speak to them about the important work the association is doing to support our wonderful seminarians as they journey through their formation. And we will also talk about the Assumption Seminary Gala taking place in just a few weeks. So those conversations are going to be great. So before we begin those conversations, let's get today's program started the way we should do all things, and that's in prayer. And remember, as we pray, let's ask the Lord to make His will known to us and for the grace to accomplish His will in loving obedience. So join me now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear God, may everything we do begin with Your inspiration, continue with Your help, and reach perfection under Your guidance. With Your loving care, lead all of us in our daily actions. Help us to persevere in love and sincerity. Bless us with an abundance of courage in proclaiming Your holy name and the teachings of Your church. Grant us the grace to do Your will in loving obedience. Heavenly Father, keep us under Your constant protection and draw us, our families, and our loved ones ever closer to You. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. Mary, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Amen. So just want to discuss a couple of events. Well, actually, about a handful of events coming up. First one's coming up this weekend. My goodness, can't believe it's already that time of the year. But Fullness of Truth, they're Beyond a Reasonable Doubt, Beholding the Evidence of God Family Conference, taking place actually beginning Friday with Family Night. So August 21st through August 23rd at the Hyatt Regency Hill Country Resort and Spa. Got a great lineup of speakers to include Krista Fanuk, who is known for his real life Catholic ministry. Dr. Edward Sree, a dynamic author and Augustine Institute theologian. Father Carlos Martins, how about that? He's going to be discussing sacred relics. He's a well-known exorcist and such in the nation. Patty Schneier, Catholic evangelist, author, and so many others more, will be out there. So again, if you want to be part of, this wonderful conference, if you want to really grow and learn more about the Catholic faith from, these evangelists and speakers who are renowned for their knowledge and in passing on the faith, I encourage you to visit fullnessoftruth.org. Again, that conference is taking place this weekend. So August 21st through the 23rd. Also want to talk about the San Antonio Family Association 15th annual charity dove hunt. This hunt has come to also be known as the Bishop John W. Yanta Memorial Hunt. This is going to be taking place on September 4th. I believe that is, in fact, on a Friday. So how about that? You know, they're going to be out there in Castroville. For more information and sponsorships, you can sponsor a priest, you can sponsor a seminarian, and you can also, you know, take a look at some of the different levels of sponsorship that they offer. It's a wonderful organization defending the family in the public square, the San Antonio Family Association. Go to sanantoniofamilyassociation.com/dovehunt. And in fact, if you register between now and August 25th, I believe it is, you can sign up at a discounted price. An early bird registration price is available at sanantoniofamilyassociation.com/dovehunt. And last but certainly not least, I want to talk about the Pilgrim Center of Hope Rejoice in Hope Luncheon. That's going to take place at the Embassy Suites by Hilton San Antonio Landmark, right over here in the neighborhood of I-10, not too far from I-10. They're going to be welcoming keynote speaker Father Alex Kratz, a Franciscan friar. He will be traveling from Pontiac, Michigan, where he lives at St. Joseph Chapel and historic Immaculate Heart of Mary Shrine. This is a wonderful luncheon, a wonderful time to support their mission there at Pilgrim Center of Hope. C.C. Smith will be the MC, and we will be recognizing with the Missionary of Hope Award, Bob and Dr. Jane Atkins. Oh, I love Bob and Dr. Jane. They are wonderful. They're a wonderful couple, a very, charitable couple as well. So it's going to be great to be out there with them. And again, that's going to be Saturday, September 19th. For all information, you can go to pilgrimcenterofhope.org. And for now, that's going to get us caught up. And I would like to welcome our first guest, to the program for this discussion, on the ACTS National Conference, Mrs. Deborah Alanise. Ms. Deborah, Executive Director of ACTS Missions. How are you today?
I'm great, brother. It's been a while since we've sat across from each other.
That's right. Well, it has been a while, but as I often say, it's like riding a bike. Yeah. You get in here, you're having a conversation, there just happens to be a microphone in your face and a lot of people tuning in. But I really want to talk about this national conference, because from what I understand and what you've shared, it's been some time since you've done this, right?
It has. The last one was in 2010. So we're super excited to revitalize this conference. We're looking forward to it. We are calling it a national conference because it's open to everyone across the country who particularly has lived in ACTS Retreat. You don't have to have lived in ACTS Retreat to come to this conference. But of course, it's going to be organized around our four pillars, right? Adoration, community, theology, and service. We have some of our founders. We have longtime supporters and friends of the apostolate who will be with us as well as speakers. And so it's just going to be a wonderful gathering on that weekend, September 18 and 19.
Now, it sounds great, and this is going to be taking place at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church here in San Antonio. They're on the west side of town, September 17th through the 19th. You can go to actsmissions.org to check out the information there. And you've got some wonderful speakers, I know for sure, that you're going to share with us. Also, a concert by David Kaufman. How about that?
Yeah.
This is awesome. Now, I want to welcome to the program also ACTS Missions Mission Advancement and Events Manager, Mrs. Diane Martinez, to the conversation. How are you doing today, Miss Diane?
I'm doing great. I'm full of blessings as every day that God graces us.
Praise God for that. And as Events Manager, I know you've probably had quite some input and quite some dealings with the planning of this event, right? So I couldn't help but notice, but on the flyer, the theme, all right, the conference theme is Bear Fruit with Perseverance, taking from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verse 15. What does that theme mean for ACTS participants across the country?
Well, in the parable of the sower, Jesus explains that seed on good soil represents those with a noble and a good heart, which hears God's words, hold it fast, and bear fruit with patience. This good soil is not just about hearing the message, but embracing it with a generous and a good heart and remaining committed despite challenges. So we want to spread that, and we figured that would be a really good theme for our conference. And basically, you know, Fishers of Men, you know, it's like planting a plant and letting it, watching it grow.
Yeah.
And that's what Acts does. Just like, you know, bringing more shepherds to bring more sheep into the fold.
Amen.
Yes. And it holds true to what we do and what we represent. It acts.
Yeah, for sure. I had the opportunity, of course, to, you know, go on retreat, you know, some years ago. And it certainly was a life-changing moment for me. In that moment, I understood what my role was in the apostolate. You know, I had, you know, just started with Guadalupe Radio, and I was, you know, I was introduced to quite a few individuals who had been in the apostolate world for so long. And I always, you know, credit my time there to really the Lord opening my mind and opening my heart to what this role was really all about. And that was, my goodness, almost 5 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Time flies, right?
It's like 50 years in dog years, yeah, right? In the apostolate world.
Let's see, 5 times 7, actually.
Yes. Yes. You know, when I look at that, when I read and think and contemplate, you know, this wonderful theme here, bear fruit with perseverance, you know, mm-hmm. How awesome that is, and how more important it is in today's culture that, you know, is still as Christians, as Catholics in this culture that we live in. I mean, when we feel downtrodden, when we feel like, you know, nothing seems to be going the way we think it ought to be going, we're called to persevere and to still bear fruit and all that, right? How beautiful is that? Now, let me ask you, Ms. Deb. So why now? You know, why was this the right time to bring the Acts family together again for this national conference, even after so many years?
Yes. Well, this is actually the brainchild of our now president emeritus, Melissa Ochoa, who's the chair of our conference. And, you know, just this idea of being able to bring our brothers and sisters together outside, of course, of an Acts, the retreat experience, right? Mm-hmm. And also... at a national level, so that it isn't necessarily at the parish, right, where you have a just a parish community, which is not just, but it's your parish community, right? In this environment, we're able to offer this open to anybody who would like to attend. So we just had somebody register from Nevada over the weekend.
Wow.
Our first purchaser was one of our board members who's flying in from St. Louis. He's our vice president now, mm-hmm. Scott Sanders. And so it's really exciting because... we can come from anywhere in the U.S. to this conference. Mm-hmm. And what I love about being a part of the Acts Apostolate is that it's like having instant family.
Sure.
Like if you don't, you know, if you're not used to all the hugging and the the carrying on, really, sometimes, just because we're so excited, having heard this call, and then how do we put it into action? How do we bear that fruit?
Mm-hmm.
And so the conference is going to give all of the participants an opportunity for fellowship, mm-hmm. obviously, right? To be able to be together with brothers and sisters who are like-minded, who have similar experiences, and then also to have this call to action. So if you're coming to the conference, this isn't just a sit and get.
Mm.
Every speaker we've asked to not only do their portion of their talk for the minutes that they have, but then to also give some time for those in their session,
yeah.
to then do something about, plan something to do with what they've just heard.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a combination of sharing from the speakers about their experience with the retreat or what their call to was after the retreat, and then to challenge the participants on, okay, how can you take this information, make it your own, and do something about it when you get back to your everyday life.
Yeah, I like how you say that, because it's just like, you know, with the Acts retreats too,
yes.
and not to give too much away, because, you know, we want to make sure that people live their experience in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's very much, you know, you're introduced, someone's, you know, that it lights and ignites that fire, and they're
right.
called to go back to their parish home
exactly.
and get involved, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, so there's always that call to action,
yes.
right? There's always that call to action.
Well, and some of us lived our retreat 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Some 20, some last year.
Yeah.
And so the experience on how we're still feeling about being called, being intentional disciples, which is one of the purposes of the retreat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Might either wane or not be clear about what to do today after so many years, or feeling like I'm doing everything at church. Is there more? And one of the things that we're going to do in our community talk, the pillar of community, is talk about, well, who is the community and where is the community today? Because you know, we're in how many countries?
Oh, man, a lot.
Seven.
Seven
Remember,
countries.
Remember, we installed a core in Belize in February.
Wow.
So we're in seven countries, and we're working on planning the eighth missioning for next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when you've shared that with me in the past, of course, Mexico, now Belize.
Yes.
I mean, could you imagine just, probably some countries too where, you know, maybe the faith isn't, you know, lived as openly like we do here in the United States. So mm-hmm. how important that mission is, in fact, over there.
Absolutely.
Now, Ms. Diane, if I can ask you, I mean, how is this conference, how can this conference help someone deepen their faith and renew their commitment to serving their parish and community? Kind of like what, you know, to kind of piggyback on what Ms. Deb shared.
Well, it's going to allow them to resurface the feelings that they had when they attended the mm-hmm. first ACTS retreat.
Yeah.
Like Deb said, a lot of us, it's been several years since our first retreat or our second retreat.
Yeah.
But it's going to renew that sense of purpose and hopefully give everyone a renewal to be committed to the community and the parish that they're in. And basically, just bring them back to, I mean, this country is in a disarray in all kinds of ways. We're having hurricanes and tornadoes.
Yeah.
You know, we need to bring people back to their faith and to realize, and maybe that's what's missing with all these things happening. So basically, we just need to have people renew their feelings, share them with other retreatants that are attending, maybe newbies, as you might say. But it's a sense of community within the ACTS world itself to go back to the world as a whole and bring strength to the community through a parish, through the work that ACTS has done for them in the past.
You know, I love how you answer that question, Ms. Diane, because, like with anyone who has been to a retreat, been to an ACTS retreat, been on retreat anyway, you know, there very much is that going up the mountain feeling, right? Like you're on top of the world. Oh my gosh. You know, I don't want to go back down, but you know, Peter, James, and John, they had to come down.
Right.
They had to come down.
We got more work to do.
Yes. So, I mean, how wonderful how you paint that picture and, describe that. You know, Ms. Deb, if I can ask you, regarding these workshops,
yes.
Right? So, what type of topics and experiences are participants going to encounter?
Sure. So, on our website, right, you can go to our conference little microsite, and it has our schedule for the 2 days. I say 2 days because Thursday night, the 17th, is like a meet and greet, early registration. The core of the work of the conference is Friday and Saturday.
Sure.
We have it organized around the four pillars. So on Friday, we're going to have a founders talk. So we're excited to be welcoming Larry and Rosemary Lopez, who were two of the four founders for ACTS Missions, sharing the early history of the apostolate. And then Bishop Mike Boulette, super excited.
Wow.
Bishop Mike is coming. Yep, he's going to offer us the adoration talk.
Okay.
And then once his talk is completed, then we go into breakout sessions. And so all the participants will have an opportunity to dig a little deeper into the theme of adoration or the pillar adoration through our breakout speakers. And then we come back again, we have lunch, and then in the afternoon we have a community talk that's going to be led by Tom Peterson, our first executive director, along with me. So we're pairing up the duo, Tom and Deb, and talking about community and how far we've spread, where we're going, what it means, and then again, breakout sessions. And Friday, the icing on the top, or the cherry, I should say, on top, is David Kaufman and friends. He is such a gift to our apostolate. He continues to offer his talent as a gift to our organization.
Mm-hmm.
So he's offering a concert, a free concert on Friday night. It's, of course, included for the participants of the conference, but also if the public would like to attend. We're just going to ask for a love offering for David and friends, not for Axe Missions, but to say thank you to David and those who'll be with him. So that's just Friday.
well, you know, it's about a month away, so
yes.
Plenty of time to register. But of course, you want to jump on it now. And I know y'all are very much aware, as I am, that you always have those individuals that you know want to kind of be that kind of late to the party, mm-hmm, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. But it's so important to get registered now,
yes,
to give you guys an opportunity to ensure that
yes,
what that head count is looking like and such. What is the cost to attend the conference?
We just launched our Saturday only ticket.
Okay.
So because a lot of people, work on Fridays, right?
Yeah.
And maybe aren't able to take the day off yet. So we have the full price ticket, $200 for everything, mm-hmm, Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. But we also just launched our one-day ticket, which is for Saturday. That's when we're going to have our community speaker and breakouts. Theology and service pillars and breakout sessions. And we are blessed with our ex officio board member, Bishop Gary Yannick, who will be celebrating the vigil mass. That's the normal mass for St. Rose of Lima with Father Victor.
Okay.
But it's going to be our closing mass for the conference.
Excellent.
So we're excited about being able to offer the one-day ticket. That just went live this past week. So there's a couple of different ways that they can participate in the conference.
And what's the website for folks to visit?
It's axemissions.org.
Simple enough, right?
That's it. Axemissions.org.
It sounds like it's going to be, it's going to shape up to be a great conference. We're talking about a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday conference taking place at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church, an Axe National Conference. How about that? Miss Diane, if I could ask you, what would you say to someone who attended an Axe retreat years ago and is wondering whether this conference is right for them now?
We want them to go back and remember the feelings they had when they started their Axe, and especially the feeling they had when it was their Axe weekend was completed.
Yeah.
We want them to renew that feeling, that awakening that they felt. Maybe it was their first Axe or their second or even their third. We want them to see and feel the adoration in their faith,
mm-hmm,
the sense of community in their parish, the knowledge of theology of our faith, and the service to our Lord, and experience that with maybe the newbies that are coming on that have either gone on the first time or are considering to, mm-hmm, go on an Axe retreat in the future, and share the wisdom and the faith of the feeling of a community within their parish. Share that with these other people or other people that have gone on retreats, not just the newbies. It's just, again, part of the sense of the community that Axe is all together. And that's what we want them to experience, mm-hmm, and to have a renewal in what God has done for them and the grace and the mercy he has shown us throughout the world.
No, that's beautiful.
And also, a lot of folks actually still don't know a lot about who Axe Missions, mm-hmm, is and what we do.
No.
I know, right?
What? I see the bracelets everywhere. What are you talking about?
They are everywhere.
I think this is a great opportunity, too, for those who've been with, maybe they lived their Axe retreat 20 years ago.
Yeah.
They've been on several teams with their parish. Mm-hmm. And now they're not being asked to be on team anymore because they've already served, right? We're trying to bring in additional, mm-hmm, people who've never served before on teams. So they're looking for other ways. What else can I do that's related to Axe, right?
Yeah.
And there are lots of things that can be done. And so this, again, is going to be another opportunity for them to be maybe introduced for the first time or to learn more if they're already familiar with Axe Missions about what we're about, the work that we're doing, and the fact that almost every month we get like at least two requests almost a week. Last month in July, we had 8 requests to bring Axe to a new parish.
Wow.
Today, we're already at 5.
Is that just here in the local archdiocese?
Oh, no.
Or this is
no, this is everywhere.
Wow.
This is everywhere. Yes. We had, a couple that just came in. One was from, I already forgot. But it's been from all over. We've had from California to South Carolina.
Yeah.
We've had, the possible country number 8, Zambia, mm-hmm, Lusaka, Zambia, and Africa. It'll be the second country. We're in Durban, South Africa already.
Wow.
And so we're already in the planning stages for Lusaka. So Yeah, it's the Holy Spirit doesn't want this to stop growing, right. And we're going to need people to be on mission teams, which they can easily do away from, you know, separate from what they're doing at their parish.
Yeah, you know, I like how you discuss that, because it's like you said, after somebody's been on retreat, lived the retreat, the next question is, you know, now what?
Now what?
Yeah, now
right.
what, right? Yeah, so it's great that you're going to be able to share in what ways people can still be, you know, active. People can still share, you know, what the Lord has done in their life through this encounter at Acts Missions. And for those of you tuning in who may for the first time be, you know, hearing Acts, well, you know, Acts is an acronym for, like Ms. Deborah said, for their four pillars, you know, adoration, community, theology, and service. And on these Acts retreats, you're going to get that, and you're going to dive deep into that. And it really has a history of setting people ablaze for the faith, myself included. And this was back in 2021. I was on the first Acts retreat, you know, right after, you know, the world came to an end, you know, so it was great to be able to come back to life, you know, in that regard. So, yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. And I got to ask you, Ms. Deb, with adoration, community, theology, and service, in what way is adoration, you know, in what way are the sacraments going to be celebrated you know, during this 3-day conference?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, our closing mass is going to be held thanks to, it's Father Victor is allowing us to participate in the vigil mass as our closing. So that's the primary way that we'll be offering the sacrament. It'll be through the Eucharist. On Saturday as a closing.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. And again, with just less than a minute remaining, folks, I want to encourage you, all right? Mark your calendar. Block it off right now. September 17th through the 19th. This is a Thursday through Saturday conference, the Acts National Conference. Please visit axmissions.org and get all the details there. So again, thank you, Ms. Deb. Thank you, Ms. Diane, for sharing you know, about this wonderful conference experience that we were going to be, you know, really just participating in, and hopefully you will have a full house, no doubt for that. Again, sign up now. You got a couple of different options to register and sign up. You can do the Saturday only option, or you can sign up for the 3-day conference in full. But either way, make sure you're there for the Acts National Conference. Deb and Diane, thank y'all for joining us, and don't go away, folks. We will be right back.
Thank you, brother.
The 2026 Acts Missions National Conference will be held on September 17th through the 19th at St. Rosalima Catholic Church. Come celebrate a powerful gathering focused on faith, fellowship, and community. Whether you are new to Acts or have served for years, this conference is an opportunity to be renewed, equipped, and sent forth. You will hear inspiring speakers and a concert by David Kaufman. To register, visit axmissions.org.
Fullness of Truth's 20th Annual Catholic Family Summer Conference is fast approaching. Registration is open for Beyond a Reasonable Doubt, a conference highlighting evidence of God's existence. San Antonio's Hyatt Regency Hill Country Resort is the place to be August 21st through the 23rd. The all-star speaker lineup includes Chris Stefanik, Dr. Edward Shree, Emily Wilson, and Father Carlos Martins. The conference has programs for the whole family, including a special youth track. For details and to register, visit fullnessoftruth.org. That's fullnessoftruth.org.
Study scripture from the heart of the church with two of today's most respected scholars, Scott Hahn and John Bergsma. The St. Paul Center presents a parish event at St. Matthew Catholic Church on Saturday, November 21st from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The cost of this event is $35, and to register, visit stpaulcenter.com and click on the events tab. Don't miss a day of fellowship full of dynamic presentations. That website again is stpaulcenter.com.
The GRN Academy is now giving you a second class for the price of one. What do you do with the second class? Well, you have three options. You can take a second GRN class this semester and learn twice as much about your Catholic faith. Or you can give the second spot to someone you know and they can take the same class with you, so you're not learning alone. Or option three, you can donate your second class to a GRN scholarship for people who can't afford to take the class themselves. Well, go check out all the details right now at grnonline.com/academy. Classes start soon.
Gave me a deal. Oh, we're going live right now. And welcome back, folks, to your second segment of your local program, In His Vineyard. I'm Sean Rice, Vice President of Mission Development for the Guadalupe Radio Network. What a great conversation we just wrapped up with Deborah Alanis and Diane Martinez of Acts Missions. And here in this second segment, we are going to talk about all things Assumption Seminary Associates. We're going to talk about their upcoming gala here in just a few weeks. And I've got the great pleasure to welcome a few individuals who are representing Assumption Seminary Associates, Mrs. Jerry McCormick, Mrs. Deborah Jonas and her husband Randall Jonas, and of course, Deacon Moses Cantu, who will also be joining us to discuss his role with the upcoming gala. But to get things started in talking about Assumption Seminary Associates, let me begin by introducing Mrs. Jerry McCormick, who serves as Vice President for the Assumption Seminary Associates. Miss Jerry, how are you this afternoon?
I am marvelous, and I'm so excited that you have us here right now and that we can talk about the Assumption Seminary Associates. It is a group that has been around a very long time, and I'm really pleased to say that I have some really personal experiences with this group since in the 40s. Can you imagine? It started 40 years ago when a group of women decided to pray monthly, etc., and to pray for the gentlemen or the men that were entering Assumption Seminary. The founders of the group, they really had a personal interest because some of them, it was their sons, and that were seminarians that were going to, at that time it was St. John's Seminary. Many years ago in the 40s. So together they prayed, they shared meals, built a community to support the seminarians. Now, as we all know, the journey to priesthood is not an easy one, is it, Deacon?
That's right.
Yes, there is, plus the emotional toll of their discernment.
Yeah.
May cast doubts. Fear and uncertainty sometimes tends to weigh heavily on these men. The constant bombardment is a true test of the vocation. With our ministry, ASA, we provide encouragement, love, and prayer. About 5 years ago, we began to see sort of an intense need to be a home away for the seminarians. This reshaped our organization to expand our services and provide spiritual support, financial support. And I'm really happy for those old-timers in the audience, get a load of this. In the beginning, in the first year, it's in 1940, and these seminarians left Central Catholic at eighth grade. That was Monsignor Larry Steuben, Monsignor George Steuben, and Bishop Bianta, and God bless my brother Gilbert Cruz. They went from Central to the seminarium. So we helped them, and we're very excited to do this work, to contribute to our seminarians, to support them. And most excited now that our group has been sort of given a kickstart, and we have a new president, Miss Deborah Jonas. And if We'd like to hear from her.
Absolutely, Ms. Deborah. How are you today? I would love to hear more about Assumption Seminary Associates and, you know, some of your goals, some of the, you know, what Ms. Jerry was talking about and re-engaging with the public and sharing this important mission.
Well, good morning, and thank you for inviting us to be with you today. My name is Deborah Jonas, and I have the privilege of serving as president for Assumption Seminary Associates, which is a charitable, nonprofit, 501c3 organization. We are very grateful for the opportunity to talk with you about our organization, our mission, especially about the young men we are blessed to support. As the heart of SAA is a very simple mission, we want to support men who are answering God's call to the priesthood. These young men have made tremendous commitment. They're discerning their vocation, preparing themselves for spiritual and in their studies so that they may prepare to serve God's people as Catholic priests. We support 50 to 80 seminarians, and would you think about that number? It is really extraordinary opportunity. 50 to 80 young men who have said, in the one way or another, Lord, I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to discern where you are calling me. I'm willing to give you my life and service. And our role as ASA is to come along beside them. One of the things that this is important for people to understand about our organization is that the money we raise is given directly to the seminarians for their personal needs. It does not go to the seminary itself. That distinction is very important. These are young men who have ordinary day-to-day expenses, but like all of us do, they need toiletries, they need to help with their car expenses, they may need books, they may need religious items and garments, and sometimes they need to travel home to visit their parents, their grandparents, siblings, and other loved ones. Those expenses may seem small individually, but over the course of a year, they can add up. And when you are a seminarian preparing for the priesthood, you are already living a life of sacrifice and commitment. We want to make some of these practical needs a little easier. One of the ways ASA raises these funds and through two raffle tickets each year, one in the summer and one in the fall. The tickets are just $10, and there is three prizes. They're gift cards, $1,000, $500, and $300. We are invited by parishes through the area to come and sell raffle tickets, and those parishes' visits are very important to us. They give us the opportunity not only to raise money, but to also meet Catholics in our community and tell them about the men that are preparing to serve the church. And I think that's one of the most beautiful parts of what we do. When someone purchases a $10 raffle ticket, they certainly have the opportunity to win of those prizes, win one of them, but there is much more than important behind that $10. That $10 becomes a part of a larger effort to tell a seminarian, we know you're there. We know you're making the sacrifice. We believe in your vocation, and we're praying for you. That's what we hope people understand. This isn't simply about raising money. It's about supporting vocations.
Mm-hmm.
It's about encouraging young men who have responded to the call that can sometimes be difficult to explain to the world. And it's about all of us having a part in that vocation. Not everyone is called to become a priest, but all of us can support priests. All of us can pray for priests, and all of us can encourage young men who may be discerning a vocation. And through ASA, we have a very practical way to do that. We also receive donations throughout the year. Those who would like to contribute but aren't able to purchase raffle tickets can make a donation online. Every gift, large or small, helps us continue this mission, and we really do see the impact. The seminarians have told us how much this assistance means to them. One seminarian shared with us that the funds he received allowed him to travel home to visit his loved ones. Think about what that means. For a seminarian who may be spending much of his year away from home, being able to get his car and go home, spend time with his family, and return to the seminary refreshed can be incredibly meaningful. Another seminarian told us that the assistance really helps him with his routine expense through the year. Those comments reminds us why this ministry really matters. We're not simply writing checks. We're helping real young men with real needs as they prepare for a life of service to the church. And our relationship with the seminarian goes beyond financial assistance. Through the year, ASA also hosts gatherings for the seminarians and their formators. One of our special traditions is a Christmas celebration, where we have the opportunity to welcome the seminarians and their formators and spend time together. Those occasions allow us to get to know the men we're supporting. We can share a meal, visit with them, hear about their formation is going, and simply let them know there's a community that is behind them. I think that's really what SAA is about. It's about community, vocation, prayer, and practical support. We're very grateful to the parishes that invite us to sell our raffle tickets, and we're grateful to every person who buys a ticket or makes a donation. Sometimes we may wonder, what difference can $10 make? But when hundreds of people each decide to do a small thing, the results can be very significant. And perhaps someday, one of those young men will stand at the altar as a priest. Maybe he'll baptize a child in your family. Maybe he'll celebrate a funeral mass for someone you love. Maybe he'll hear a confession. Visit someone in the hospital. Celebrate your wedding. Or simply be there for someone who needs a priest. When we support a seminarian today, you may be helping support the priest who will serve families and our parishes tomorrow. This is why we are so grateful for the opportunity to share the mission of Assumption Seminary Associates with you. And I'd like to have my husband, Randall Rehlinger, who serves on our board, tell you more about what this support looks like from the perspective of the seminarians themselves and how can become one of these missions. Thank you for allowing us to be here, and thank you for supporting Vocations to the Priesthood.
Thank you for this time. I'm Randy Rehlinger. I'm a Grand Knight, and I've had the fortune to be able to join Assumption Seminary Associates a couple years ago. My wife has become the president, and I've tried to think of better ideas how we can interface Associate Seminary with associates with our vocational committees in our church, our Knights of Columbus, and any other committees that and associations that we have. And we are trying to promote that to be able to help the seminarians any way we can as far as finances. And some of the things that we've came up with is we're trying to also help the seminary, you know, help with the pool. You know, things that dealing with the pool, the function that they've had, and we're trying to help them there in ways, and then other means But we were fortunate enough to, you know, to have a lot of young men from other dioceses, from other states to come here to the seminary. So we have the opportunity to interface with them. And as new members, you know, you would also have the opportunity to be able to interface with them and see the lives that they come here with. A lot of these young men come here with a long journey facing to be to become future priests. So our efforts here as Assumption Seminary Associate is to help them to minimize any kind of complications that they might arise at their times of being here, so they can focus on their vocation, their education, and the means that they need to learn as they get out there to become future priests.
Yeah, that's wonderful that you're sharing this. You know, the mission of the Assumption Seminary Associates, because I'll tell you, you know, I've never heard of it before. I know that at our parish, you know, from time to time, we'll get that call to action, that invitation to support our seminarians. But to know that we have an organization here dedicated to the support of our seminarians, it's just wonderful stuff. So thank you. And again, I know that you want to share more, Mr. Randy.
Well, there's we could sit here and talk all day on it, but I mean, if you care more to learn more about us, go to our email address, futurepriest@wahoo.com, and we would gladly be able to get back with you, or check us out on our Facebook Assumption Seminary Associates page, and you can also make a donation there on that page and learn more about us that way. And if you come out to the parishes where we're having the raffles and everything, come in and talk to us. I mean, we'd be glad to talk to you and sell you a ticket. Come on out.
That's awesome. I want to ask Miss Jerry a question, of course, because you just got in your intro, Miss Jerry, you had talked about the long-standing history that of your own involvement, with assisting, with the association here. But what is it like for you to be able to support, to be able to see the maturity, you know, the maturing? Because again, a lot of these seminarians, they come as young men. We're talking about late teens, early 20s, and by the time, you know, when you see, you know, like you said earlier, the journey is long, 6 to 8 years. I mean, you're talking about these being young men now afterwards. What's that journey been like for you, Miss Jerry, to see that?
It's been exciting, a blessing, because as I stated earlier, I knew in 1948, those priests that I mentioned earlier, they were ordained. It took all this time. They were ordained in 1955. So they have a long journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been exciting to see how far ASA has come.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. It's been sort of, it was slow. It was in earnest. It was beautiful. And there were things that in those days we did, my mother, Mrs. Steuben, Bishop Yonta's family, et cetera, with humility.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in a different world.
Yeah.
We have different ways to communicate, et cetera.
Right.
So we have a big advantage, an opportunity to truly help our seminarians, like Debbie mentioned a while ago. These future priests are in your lives, in your family, those young ones that you've, your children, etc. So this is important, and we ask everyone to celebrate this great charitable work.
Mm-hmm.
because here you have, and you have God, Jesus, and Mary, who brings her beautiful mantle and embraces everyone all the time.
Well, you know, I spoke with you probably some time ago. I know you've served on the Fishers of Men planning team, and we've shared the four promises of our own, you know, La Promessa Foundation, you know, at our founding. One of those promises, of course, that we were going to use this apostolate of ours to promote holy vocations, right? And how amazing it is for me to be able to sit here and have, you know, as a guest, you know, now, you know, Deacon, you know, Moses Castro. I mean, Deacon Moses has been part of, you know, we've talked to him, you know, when he probably just a couple of years in, when he was just doing like introduction to theology and then theology one. And now he's, you know, praise be to God that, you know, God willing, next year he will be ordained as a priest for the Archdiocese of San Antonio. So I want to welcome, you know, Deacon Moses on. How are you doing today, Deacon?
I'm doing well, Sean. Thank you so much. And I'm pleased just to be here with these wonderful people who have dedicated so much of their time and energy to support myself and my brother seminarians who, as Ms. Deborah described, the time in seminary is not always easy. Ms. Jerry mentioned it a little bit as well, just emotional stress or financial stress, all those things. But I can tell you that the Assumption Seminary associates have been a great support. I just concluded my 6 years of seminary formation at Assumption Seminary, and I knew that I could rely on the support and help from Assumption Seminary associates. And so everyone listening, I really do encourage you to see how you can get involved. You may not have a seminarian in your family, but know that no vocation is discerned alone. And in fact, the whole church discerns with each young man who is considering a vocation to the priesthood. And so this could very well be your contribution and support of, as Ms. Deborah was mentioning, one of your future priests, you know, one of the future priests who may baptize your child or be at that moment in which you have a funeral of a loved one. And so I myself have been a beneficiary of the wonderful support of the Assumption Seminary Associates, and I'm so grateful for that. They've been a real support to me. And I can't speak highly enough of those gifts that they share with us.
Yeah, praise God. You know, as when you talk about that and you share that and invite people to, you know, to participate in helping out, right? Because again, those are some of those things that maybe people don't realize that, yeah, as a seminarian, I mean, a lot of times, yeah, you may be coming from different places across the country. I know that we have seminarians that come from California, from Mexico. I mean, there's a lot of, seminarians out there that are coming far from home, right? Mm-hmm. And this very much would allow, you know, that knowing that there's an organization out there that can help, you know, that can help. That way, like you said, you know, they can concentrate, you know, like as you said, Ms. Deborah, that they can concentrate, like Mr. Randy said, they can concentrate on their discernment, on their vocation, on their studies, and anything else in between. And for us as a laity to be able to help in that manner, I can only imagine goes such a long way. What do you say, Deacon?
Yeah, absolutely, without question. There's many ways that you can help the seminarians, particularly through the Assumption Seminary Associates, but you can also support the seminary itself. And we are blessed here in the Archdiocese of San Antonio to have a seminary. It's been in existence for over 100 years.
I saw that.
So I would encourage and invite all of the listeners today, if you're feeling moved to support vocations here in the Archdiocese and beyond, that you might go to assumptionseminary.org.
Okay.
There is a tab, the Give tab. It has information for the Assumption Seminary Associates, which was shared earlier, but also has information about our upcoming gala, which we're really excited about. It's going to be September 25th at 6 p.m. at the Security Service Federal Credit Union. There's information at assumptionseminary.org. And we're really excited to be celebrating recently retired Auxiliary Bishop Michael Boulay. And so it's going to be a great event where we just celebrate vocations, where we celebrate the beauty of our local church, the beauty of seminary formation, which we're blessed with here in the Archdiocese of San Antonio. And so again, assumptionseminary.org is an opportunity to see how to get in contact with the Assumption Seminary Associates. but also how to support the seminary through our gala, which is coming up again September 25th. And we'll all be there. And it's a wonderful day to just celebrate vocations and the gift of the priesthood and seminarians. So
It's very important. It's a wonderful gala that they have every year. And it's really come and meet many, many wonderful people. And especially this year, as you said, Deacon, that we are celebrating a very distinguished alumnus, Bishop Michael Boulay. And if you are really interested in donating in some way, because there is also the Monsignor Larry Steuben's fund that they're also would like people to donate to the foundation, his foundation there at the seminary. But it will be a great event, and we have a lot to be thankful for. And it will be exciting. You'll meet all of our dignitaries from the seminary, yes, as well as those from ASA.
Right.
And we are looking forward. We have a wonderful program for you.
It's a wonderful program. We certainly have seats and tables still available for the gala.
Perfect.
So, again, AssumptionSeminary.org, where you'll find all the information about the gala and the Assumption Seminary Associates. And you can come out and personally meet all of the seminarians from Assumption Seminary and see your future shepherds and the future priests and where your support, financial and prayerful support, goes. So we'd love to see you there on September 25th at the gala.
That sounds perfect. Well, look, I can't thank y'all enough for joining us today to talk about Assumption Seminary Associates, to talk about the many ways that we as a laity can help, support our seminarians in formation. As you mentioned, these are the future men that are going to be bringing us Jesus in the sacraments. And as you were talking about those many ways that these future priests of ours are going to be involved in our lives through baptisms, through funerals, through weddings, even giving us absolution, folks, that music means that we are done for this day. Thank you to all our guests for joining us. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Please continue to pray for vocations. Please pray for our seminarians. And until next time, let us all continue to, work and labor in God's vineyard. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Spreading the splendor of truth. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Join the Knights of Columbus Bishop Thomas J. Flanagan Chapter for the 2026 Clergy and Religious Appreciation Dinner on Friday, September 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the St. Paul Community Center. Help honor and thank the priests, sisters, and deacons who faithfully serve our parishes throughout the Archdiocese. Tickets are $65 per person or $520 for a table of eight. For details, contact Amin at 210-324-9517 or Tom at 210-889-3993.
I recently stumbled across your radio station. On the way to work, I had seen a bumper sticker on somebody's car. I didn't know what it was or what it was about, but I tuned in on my way to work, and I've been listening to you guys ever since. I appreciate you guys, and maybe you can add me to your prayer list as well, just that I continue to develop my path with the Catholic Church.
The Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
What is up, everyone? Nick De La Torre here, the host of Morning Joy. On Tuesday, August 18th, we're going to be talking about how to tell if you're called to do a mission year or whether you're maybe feeling the social pressure to do it, in fact. And we're also going to be with Father Sam Medley, who shares with us beautiful reflections every Tuesday on Morning Joy. And then we'll have Zach Allen on from GRN to discuss how to build holy habits. Listen at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern.
It's often said that people can engage in whatever sexual activity they please as long as it doesn't harm anyone. But is this a sufficient moral criterion for evaluating sexual behavior? I don't think so, and here's why. First, it begs the question against the natural law moral theory, since if the natural law approach is true, But then sexual acts that the natural law condemns as immoral would be harmful to a person's moral character. Second, although it's true that we should avoid inflicting unnecessary harm, it can't be our only moral criterion. For if it were, then we'd have to say a person's intent to murder or rape someone is morally permissible as long as he doesn't carry it out. But that's absurd. Avoiding unnecessary harm is a part of a good moral theory, but it's not enough. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Thanks for listening to KJMA 89.7 Floresville, San Antonio on the Guadalupe Radio Network in South Texas. Catholic radio for your soul. Catholic radio for your soul. Heard also streaming on grnonline.com and on your smartphone.